So our theme was to ask you about the differences between Austria and the USA. Are there some really great or big differences?
I think school is very different in Austria and in the US. In the US, we only have one high school and everybody goes to it. If you want to go to university, if you want to join the army, if you want to just work any job after school, you all go to high school. So we get everybody. Kids who want to be there, kids who really don't want to go to school anymore. Other differences, big physical things. The U.S. is huge, really, really huge, and we don't have public transportation like we have here in Austria. You can't take a train to other cities. You can't take a bus to other cities unless it's a big city. We only have a few trains that go across the country. Public transportation in big cities, it's not always very good. So I love it here that I know my train is going to leave at 6:38 and it will be on time and it's going to go every day. I love it. That's nice.
Sorry for interrupting. You know, everybody hates the train to Deutschlandstadt because it's terribly slow. It's about half the speed all the other trains go.
I wasn't going to say that, but yes, somebody told me that it's a milk jug train. That it's a train that stops at every town just as if it had to pick up the milk jugs from each town. Okay, other differences. I think, this is my thought, it might not be correct, but I think that Austrians care about each other, about other people. For example, health insurance. If you can't afford to pay a lot for health insurance, you know, the government steps in, everybody pays a little bit, and then everyone has health insurance. In the US, you pay for the health insurance. If I can't afford it, if I don't have the money for insurance, he's not going to pay for me. It's your responsibility. If you are too poor and you can't pay for it, that's your problem. I don't like that at all. So I like this sort of feeling that we care about other people in Austria.
Well, that's a big issue in America at the moment because Obama wanted everybody to have be covered insurance-wise. But it's not working out?
No, it's a big problem right now. You know, whether the government should be allowed to help and step in and make sure everybody has something or whether it's up to that person. And the one last difference about Austrians that's a real thorn in my side or a real problem that I see is that Austrians cannot form lines. They cannot make a queue. I try and walk out of the bus, get out of the bus, and there are 20 Austrians right here pushing to get in. And I'm at the store, and I've been there for 2 minutes, and it's my turn to get bread, and then this little old lady walks in front of me and she orders.
But you know what? To be honest, to be fair, actually, Italians and French people are much worse.
No! I haven't been to Italy or France yet, but that's a big difference for me because in school with my parents, they always made me stand in line.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Actually, when we go to Italy, we have the very same feeling. Okay, we feel like they're terribly rude. They jump queues and stuff like that, and you just stand there and why are they doing this? Asking yourself why are they doing this? Terribly, terribly rude. Okay.
So be very careful if you go to the United States. Don't jump in line.
Do you miss something from the USA and Austria?
Things I miss about the U.S. Number one would be my family and friends. Austria would be perfect if I could bring them all and set them in Graz and we could all live together and be happy. But they can't. I really miss my nephew. I have a 7-year-old nephew, my sister's son, and he is so much fun. So I miss babysitting him and taking him to the park and to the bakery and playing games and all of those sorts of things. I also miss how inexpensive life is in the United States. clothing, food, even some apartments are very cheap in the U.S. I pay out, I spend a lot of money here for things that are half as expensive in the United States. And for food, I miss peanut butter.
You can buy it.
You can buy Skippy peanut butter in Austria, which is nice. It's okay, but I really miss Reese's peanut butter cups. A peanut butter cup is a little bit of peanut butter, and then the outside is chocolate, and it's delicious. And chocolate and peanut butter tastes great. It sounds gross, tastes great.
But there is a store in Graz where you can buy it.
Yes, I have seen those stores. They're very expensive, but you can go by and try those, and jelly beans, and root beer, and all other sorts of sugary, sweet, high-calorie, delicious U.S. American food.
Is there a great difference in loving just one team and supporting this one?
Well, first, I think that the top sports in the U.S. are American football, basketball, baseball, and then soccer in terms of popularity. We do support our teams. In Wisconsin, for example, we have a pro football team called the Green Bay Packers. And fans are crazy. They wear green and yellow clothing. And they paint their bodies and they write things on their chest and they wear these huge hats that look like cheese. I'm not kidding. Yellow cheese. I don't do this. But they do that. They yell, they scream, they're so excited. So we have that. And I think in Austria you do that too. Get really excited about a sports game and you go and you cheer and you yell. So I think it's probably similar. But I think that soccer fans are a little bit crazy when it comes to the world games and these huge matches and there's such rivalry between countries. That we don't see so much. We see rivalry between teams, between states, and that sort of fan action in the U.S.